Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and we have with us Dr. Peter J. Glidden, and he is a naturopath. And you know, I just wanted to say this really quick, Peter, that, you know, on page 150 in your book, Attempt to Cure, I hear from so many people during the day that are depressed. They're depressed. What really hurts is when you got these children, 10-year-olds, killing themselves because they're depressed. And here, what do they give them for depression? They give them drugs, and all these drugs have side effects. And sometimes the side effects, you know, like, for example, those shooters, those high school shooters, all, you know, every single one of them have been on some kind of antidepressant.
100% correct.
So here, you give natural things, and on page 151, here, plant-derived minerals, you talk about the Projoba Omega.
Yep.
I happen to have two bottles of that that I got a really good price on. Sweeties, I don't have that, but you have, and here, right here, this is what will cure it, folks. This book he's got, it's called Attempt to Cure with Holistic Medicine. Again, it's what God has given us. And so, Peter, how successful have you been with this book?
Oh, I'm not really the numbers guy in my office, but I think we've sold, you know, upwards of 10,000 copies, I think,
I'm talking about with what you write and practicing using your formula. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, extremely. I mean, I would say over 75% of the people who apply these therapeutics get a noticeable and measurable result. And here's the deal, by the way, because, you know, my strength in all of this, because for some reason God has made me be one of the spokespeople for this industry. And I'm on the public stage a lot talking about this, and what works best for me is to tell the truth, right? I don't conflate. A lot of my colleagues conflate. I don't do that. I just tell the truth. So your body needs these nutrients. Your body needs to stop consuming certain foods because you're going to hurt it. So when you dial these two things in, you change your diet and you take the nutrients, you will feel better. You have to. It's like giving a dying plant water and fertilizer. Well, probably going to bounce back. The plant's probably going to feel better. And sometimes you've waited too long and the damage has gone too far for your body to fix it completely. But you can maybe get 50% of the way there. Sometimes you get 100% of the way there. You know, one of my most remarkable things that happened to me when I first started with this program, a woman came to me. She was having trouble giving birth. She'd had two or three miscarriages, couldn't keep a child. And, you know, she was going to do all this in vitro stuff. I said, don't do it. Just give your body the nutrients. And 10 months later, she had a healthy child. Right? It was remarkable because what do you do? Well, I didn't do anything. You just give the body the stuff that it needs. The body fixes it. There is a point of no return beyond which the body can't fix it. You know, I don't know of any therapy that's going to grow back a finger if you cut it off in a buzzsaw, heaven forbid. And I used to think in my arrogance when I was younger that I knew where the point of no return was. I used to think that. But having practiced this type of medicine now for 33 years, I have no idea where that breaking point is, because I've seen people recover from some remarkable problems. This is not a panacea cure-all for all human ills. It's not, but it is an extremely smart and an extremely effective way to get you into the game of health. And I can guarantee that if you start this program in 30 days, something's going to improve. Your mood's going to improve. Your energy's going to improve. You're going to lose weight. You're going to start sleeping better. Something is going to brighten up because your body needs this stuff, and it hasn't had this stuff your entire life. You don't know what you're missing. Sometimes we get 100% cure, and that's a remarkable thing. I was on a live chat last night, and the guy came on from Florida. His father had been in a wheelchair and he was suffering with Parkinson's disease, and he got over both of those things. Now, that was remarkable. I've also had Parkinson's patients that they didn't get any improvement because they waited too long. By the time they got to see me, they were too far gone. You know, I'm not a miracle worker yet. I don't have the power of laying on of hands, you know, yet. But this is, I'm telling you, folks, this is the best kept secret in the 21st century. And you need to try it. You need to slam these doors and kick these tires and drive this baby around the block. Because it's very, very, very effective. And I'm going to give out a phone number now, Pastor, if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Let me.
Okay. 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796. One more time. 888-618-1796. That's a company called Eiffel Health who distribute this stuff under my supervision. You just call them up, talk to the people that answer the phone. They'll tell you what to do. They'll hold your hand. They'll take you right through what to do. And you can see for yourself that Dr. Glidden's telling the truth. And now if you have a computer and you want to do the online stuff, it's Eiffel Health, Eiffel like the tower in Paris, E-I-F-F-E-L, Health, Eiffel Health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com. Do one of those two things. Either go to EiffelHealth.com or 888-618-1796. And if you want my books, you call Pastor up, because we've donated books to his organization. So you
we have
money to him.
We still have Attempt a Cure in. We only have a couple. Everybody is sick, and I know why left. And
right,
but
I'll get
we
some more.
Well, yeah, that would be great, and I would, we appreciate it because you're helping us stay on the air. Let me ask you a couple things. There's the that what they're advertising on television, and it's really gotten big. All natural fruits and vegetables, the two pills, and I'm trying to think of what the name of that company is, but they're really promoting. I'm surprised how they're promoting on. And I'm seeing now that NBC, ABC, CBS, they're seeing it. Look, people don't trust the big pharma anymore, and they're moving more and more and more towards health food stores to people, and they're leaving MDs, and they're looking for people like you guys, okay, naturopaths.
And you're absolutely right, Pastor, and I'm going to ring my bell here for a minute if I can, and
sure.
Because this is an important point for everybody to understand. In order to do what I'm doing, you have to do 4 years of pre-med, 4 years of naturopathic medical school at a fully accredited by the United States Department of Education medical school, 1,000 hours of clinical supervision. You have to pass national boards. You have to pass state boards. You have to get a license to practice naturopathic medicine. You have to secure 25 hours of continuing education credit every year. It's full-blown primary care. And we are the only profession in the United States that does that. You know, there are people who don't have this education who sell vitamins. There's all kinds of people in the nutritional supplement industry. And like any other industry, it's loaded with racketeering. It's loaded with people who are trying to sell you, you know, the next miracle cure for whatever. That's not what we do. And, you know, if your child wanted to learn how to play football, and you had the choice for the same money of having Tom Brady teach them how to play football or their local high school coach, who are you going to go with? Well, you're going to go with Tom Brady, right? The best quarterback the NFL's ever seen. It's the same here. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you've finally seen the light, and you do want to kick the tires and slam the doors of the holistic medical approach, then you should lean on me, because myself and my colleagues do this for a living. We're the ones that wrote the book on vitamin therapy, quite frankly. It's in the Smithsonian Institution, by the way. You should lean on us for education and for support, because nobody does it better than us. And my advice specifically is based on clinical experience. And, you know, it's hard to beat clinical experience.
All right, folks, Dr. Glidden's treatment notebook, attempt to cure, and he's got from A to Z. He actually goes from A to Z with every kind of ailment, and then he gives you the natural vitamins, what God has given us, compared to what Big Pharma has given you. By the way, again, we've been trying to remind people here of pharmakia means wizardry. Yeah. It means sorcery. That's what it means. And we're trying to tell people now. See, here's what people don't realize, because like Henry Kissinger says, dumb them down. You've dumbed them down. And here, more people die every year from again, prescription drugs alone. Prescription drugs. And now add to everything else that they're bringing over here. You know, the Biden crime cartel is working hand in hand with the Mexican drug cartels, and that bringing in those drugs that China, that Biden's partner in crime, China, these drugs are coming from China. They're brought across the border, and they're killing Americans. And over in China, and not only that, but over in China, the Chinese government actually is bragging. They're bragging how they have the assistance of the United States government to kill off our troops, our military, by giving them the poison plug. They're bragging about this, okay?
It's unbelievable, but it's myself and my colleagues who are the quack, right?
Yeah, yeah, and you guys, but more and more, they're losing credibility. People are starting to say, hey, you know what? You know, we're tired of being stupid. We're looking all around. People are dying left and right. And you know we're not gonna buy into it anymore, and so
well,
you know what?
So.
Let me ask you this real quick. I think we'll open the and just say this. Look here, life. Here's an article, and it talks about Dr. Judy Mikovits. You're probably familiar with her, and sure. at least 400,000 people in America have died from the COVID vaccines. Only the vaccinated died during the 1980 Spanish flu. Only the vaccinated died. And they go on to tell you this in this article. Life insurance policies now refuse payout for jabs because COVID vaccines are medical experiments. So yeah. People were told that their life insurance would pay for this, but now they're finding out not so. And so
yeah, it's a giant deception from top to bottom, from start to finish. It is a house of cards built on shifting sand. The only thing that's keeping it up and keeping it alive is the propaganda and the political power of the pharmaceutical industry, which is legendary, by the way. But hopefully the tide will turn and things will change. You know, this is my hope and my prayer. Because people are dying needlessly, not just from the poisonous poke, but also from just old-fashioned, outdated, silly, juvenile, conventional medical treatments, which are inconsistent to the cause. They're the wrong dog for the hunt.
Okay. Are you ready to take some calls?
Yes, sir.
Let's open the phone lines. The phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. Okay, let's go with, boy, did that happen quick. Who do we have first? Let's go to John in Michigan. John, you're in the air.
Peter, where did you get your degree? Was it Bastyr University?
Yes, sir. I graduated from Bastyr University in 1991.
Okay.
Yep, been practicing since 1992.
The demand for alumni. I encourage all of the listeners to look at the demand for alumni at their website, and they will get a revelation of what the demand is for degrees coming out of that university.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I sent Ernie a bunch of information. He probably disagrees with it, but if you look at the house.
Are you the fellow that doesn't sign your name to any of the letters you send?
If you look at the hospital admission for all of the states. Now, the states are reporting this information. It's not in the individual hospital. Looking at vaccinated versus unvaccinated, people will get a revelation about what's happening here. And Ernie, you should know better.
No, you should know better because you don't have the courage to sign your name, and then you send these letters with postage due, and you, again, fail to put a return address. See, I'm not ashamed of who I am or what I do, what I say. I say it right out here for the whole country to hear. And but people that don't, that sneak around, and they pride themselves as to be great intellectuals, and then they send materials of that we've proven, where we've used the facts, the absolute real science. See, there is such a thing as science, as you hear people say, and what we're giving you are the facts out there. So,
and, you
there
know,
you go.
It's interesting to me that what you never hear from the people who have criticism about this, you know, it's all you hear is an ad hominem argument. Right, and ad hominem arguments are when you're having a debate with somebody and it's not going your way, you just criticize the person that you're debating with, you abandon the facts and criticize the person that you're debating with to try to, you know, make them look bad, right? And what you never hear from people on the other side of the aisle is, well, okay, Dr. Glidden, here's what I'm hearing. You're a licensed physician. You have 33 years of clinical experience. You graduated from a fully accredited by the United States Department of Education naturopathic medical school. You've been licensed to practice naturopathic medicine by state licensing board for over 30 years. And you're telling me a different point of view than what my conventional medical doctor tells me. Well, I'd like you to, let's talk about that. You never get that. You just get, oh, you guys are a bunch of quacks. Oh, you guys are a bunch of liars. Oh, there's a handful of people over here who don't like you. Therefore, you must be bad. It's nonsense. And it's this type of criticism which is characteristic of the socialization that's happened here in the United States. People's brains have become compressed. And gigantic amounts of cognitive dissonance have been generated around it. People are incapable of believing anything outside of the box that they've been brought up inside of. And most people who have a problem with this type of medicine have some type of relationship with a conventional medical doctor, like their father was a medical doctor, or their grandfather was a medical doctor, or their brother's a medical doctor, or something like that.
Well, you know, not just that, but, you know, Peter, here's the interesting thing. These people that are critics, like this fellow that just called here, you know, and they're obsessed. They have an obsession with trying to prove me wrong. I don't have any obsession at all. I don't spend 1 minute writing them letters. And if I did, I would sign my name to it, okay, and a return address. I wouldn't be ashamed of who I am. But I get letters every single day. People, they have this obsession because they don't like what we're saying. You know, there's an old saying out there, that the truth, okay, for those, the truth is hate for those that hate the truth. The truth is hate for those that hate the truth. But anyhow, we got to go move on to, do we have Cindy next?
Let's go.
Cindy in Chicago. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Glidden.
Hey, Cindy.
Yes, Dr. Glidden. I have a question. I have a problem with your kidneys. Is it okay to take your calcium and that liquid magnesium that you call OsteoFix?
Yeah, what's the problem with the kidneys? Is it kidney stones?
Well, right now I've been feeling sick all week. When I was younger, I had problems with my kidneys, but it all went away after I turned 16 because I started eating better. But lately, well, now I'm 60, but lately I've been eating a lot of meat because it makes me feel better. But I think I was eating too much and too much salt. And then I had also bought Bob Red Mill's pancake mix that had like four different flours in it because I can't have some gluten. And after I ate that the past 2 weeks, my back started hurting a real lot, and I'm thinking it has a lot to do with that flour mix. So I'm trying to get better now at home. I've been taking the a cranberry juice. I've been taking that, and I don't know if it's okay to take any vitamin C right now. I did call the doctor. I said if I don't feel better by Saturday, I'm going to go on Monday. But I'm just trying to do this myself, you know, to feel better. So I've been
I don't have a crystal ball, right? And so I can't make a diagnosis from a distance.
It
sounds to me, well, the first thing to think about whenever somebody develops a new symptom is, well, what have I done differently in the last couple of days? And it sounds to me like you probably overdid it with the Bob's Red Mill stuff and that you're having a reaction to the grains that are in there, which is it's much more common than you would think. They're a big, bad voodoo daddy food that everybody should stop eating is whole wheat, right? And I could talk for 2 hours off the top of my head about why that's so. But food is a big deal here.
You're right.
Yeah. So if I had to guess, I would say that had a lot to do with it.
Oh, it did.
And your body needs 90 essential nutrients. And so when you give it the 90 essential nutrients, not just calcium and magnesium, then it has the raw materials that it needs in order to fix itself. You can't hurt yourself by taking this stuff. I actually calculated how much of the calcium you'd have to drink to hurt yourself, and it was 372 bottles in one day. You would have to drink 372 bottles of the calcium in order to hurt yourself. That would be physically impossible. So you don't need to worry about this stuff hurting you, you do need to worry about, you know, what the condition is, what the problem is. So if it persists, you know, for more than 5 days, I would go someplace and get a diagnosis.
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah. And then,
you can't hurt yourself. It can only help.
And then to the quercetin, is that safe to take if you have problems with your kidneys at all? Because I was reading that
quercetin,
one of the side effects.
Well, you know, quercetin's a big thing now because, you know, it upregulates the uptake of ivermectin. So just quercetin all by itself is a mast cell stabilizer. So quercetin is good for people to take if they're suffering from hay fever or for allergies. Quercetin can also help to manage blood pressure. It's not curative for the blood pressure, but it can help to manage it. I'm not a giant fan of quercetin. The only time really to take it now would be if you do think that you or do know that you have coronavirus, then the quercetin can upregulate the ivermectin. And I am an advocate of ivermectin for COVID patients, 100%.
Okay, now, I got to move on. Thanks, Cindy. Very quickly, let me just ask you this very quickly. I don't want to take up the other callers, but my wife has been telling me I'm drinking too much tonic water. I happen to get a really good buy on this Fever Tree Mediterranean tonic water, and it's made with all natural flavors. It's got nothing in it that's unnatural.
Don't drink it with a meal. And you want to stop drinking it about 30 minutes, or I would do 60 minutes before you have a big meal. And be mindful that as you're doing the tonic water, if you start to develop heartburn or indigestion, then you need to stop the tonic water.
Okay.
But if you're not, then you're good to go with it.
All right. Well, I haven't had any of that, but that's good. Okay, who do we have next? I'm sorry. Brian in Michigan, you're in the air.
Hi, I take the doctor's products. I started taking maybe 6 weeks. For the plant mineral stuff, you know, I think there's four things.
Yeah.
And my question is, can I get by without taking that tangerine powder?
Yeah, don't like the taste, right?
Oh, I won't go into it, but I mean, I personally.
Well, all right, so you can. The minerals are the most important, and the calcium. So, yes, you can get by without taking that, but I want you to try a little experiment before you abandon it completely, because there's a lot of super good stuff in that. And that is a very sophisticated formula. I mean, that's like the Tesla, you know, automobile. It's like really different than every other automobile. That particular supplement is way ahead of its time. if you can find a way that it will make it taste good to you, then you should do that. What I would counsel you to do, as by way of experiment, is mix it with pineapple juice. Use pineapple juice and see if it makes it taste better. So, but if you just can't figure that out, then they make it in tablets. So get it in the tablet form instead of the powder form.
Okay. Well, you know, let me say this, because, you know, you just told me not to take tonic water with food, but that's how I take the tangerine stuff, and it turns into like a tangerine soda pop. I put it with a tonic water, and, it tastes good. It's like Orange Crush or something.
So there's a lot of ways to skin that cat, right, with adding different things to it to make it taste better. And, look, you know, one man's ceiling is another woman's floor, right?
So.
But you know, if you can't manage that, just get the tangy tangerine tablets instead.
That's probably the same. You know, what they say, like, there's no minerals in the soil. Well, there must be some, right? Because how do babies, like, grow, or how does anybody even grow up if we don't have any minerals?
Well, it's not that there aren't any, right? Because if there weren't any minerals in the soil, then not even the plant could grow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are minerals in the soil. But it's an academic fact that since the 1930s, and this was reported to Congress, by the way, in 1935, that the amount of minerals in the soil has been dramatically reducing. And in the same time frame that minerals have been reducing in the soil and therefore in the food, the incidence of chronic disease has accelerated, which includes, by the way, and let's not overlook it, autism.
Well,
it's one out of 60 kids now is born autistic. One out of 60. They're born autistic. Why is that? Because the mother is undernutrified during her pregnancy. That's our supposition. Autism can also be capitulated by vaccinosis, right? Bad reactions to vaccines, and more specifically to the Tylenol that they give the child after the child develops a fever from the vaccine. But that's another story. I am of the belief that most of the autism that's happening now in the childhood population is from mineral deficiencies in the mother while she's pregnant.
Well, when you buy organic, it's just that you're not taking the pesticides, but you're still not getting any more minerals than the regular.
That's correct. Because that's 100% correct. Yep.
Well, let me ask you this. What causes...
One supplement to take, it would be the plant-derived minerals, right?
What causes the lack? Because, you know, you have millions of acres of land that have never been farmed. They've never been farmed out there. And why would there be mineral deficiency? What would cause that mineral deficiency in that soil?
You're going to have to ask God. And that's a really good question. You know, in the Garden of Eden, right, we're going to assume that all the minerals are present. But, I've had this argument with people, and I say, well, look, you know, we're not perfect human beings, and, you know, we can't just walk around naked and survive. We have to make houses, we have to build fires, we have to purify the water, we have to put clothes on, right? There's a lot of things we need to do in order to survive, and securing the minerals is one of them. And
I heard somewhere that the farmers aren't practicing this, you know, how God says to rest 7 years or however that is.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. But the way that the minerals get into the soil is if they're, you know, minerals are rock, right? And so it has to happen from erosion and from wind erosion and water erosion over time. Now, there are some places on the planet, and these are called the Blue Zone, where indigenous people live exceptionally long lives, like the Hunzas somewhere in Afghanistan, I think, the Georgians in southern Russia, the Okinawans, the Vilcabambas in Peru. They all lived extremely long lives, and these are indigenous people in the middle of nowhere without any medical facilities at all. One of the reasons they lived as long as they did is because they got lucky, and the soil that they grew their plants on was loaded with minerals, just because geologically it all came together right there for them, and they just got lucky. And so there are pockets around the planet where there are minerals, but it's the exception and not the rule.
You said something about the dinosaur thing in Utah or something like that?
Yeah, that's where we get the minerals from. Our minerals come from ancient geologic deposits from, you know, a long, long, long time ago when there were dinosaurs roaming in giant plants and there was, I think, 50% more oxygen in the air. And the minerals, of course, accumulate in the body of the plant. But then when the plant dies, the minerals stay in the soil. And then they get concentrated in the soil, and that's what we mine in southern Utah. That's how we extract the minerals. It's a remarkable story from start to finish, quite frankly.
All right, very good. Thanks for calling. I got to go to a break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come. We're going to skip the break? We have that many people? All right, we'll do that. Who do we have next? All right, let's go to Orlando with Ingrid. Ingrid, you're in the air.
Hi. I enjoy your show very much.
Thanks, Ingrid.
I have a son who was a dentist, and 4 years ago, he had trouble with his hands. Being a dentist, you need your hands. Mm. So he got injected, double injection each wrist, and since then he's gone crazy. He's bedridden now, and he's been to Mayo Clinic, and he's lost a lot of weight.
And they haven't been able to help him. Nobody's been able to help him, right?
Exactly. They call it a mystery disease. He's been to 30 doctors, whatever. And I'm just wondering what the next thing he could do, because...
Well, I'll tell you 100% what he should do, and before I tell you that, I just want to remark on this. So this guy, who's a medical professional, goes in for a medical treatment. He's harmed by the medical treatment, and nobody goes to jail, right?
Right.
And nobody gets a refund. By the way, I'm probably sure they didn't give you a refund, right?
Oh, no.
Now, can you imagine, and now he's sick and suffering, and everybody else in conventional medical land doesn't know what to do. They can't help him.
No, he's dead.
I have to tell you, after doing this clinically for 33 years, I'm here to tell you that situations like this are more common than you think that they are. They are more common than you think that they are. Medical failures, failures of conventional medicine are rampant here in the United States. It's a dirty little secret that nobody talks about, but it's there, and regretfully it happened to your son. Mm-hmm. So, but can you imagine what would happen if a naturopathic doctor gave one person a treatment and it hurt them like this? What would happen? We'd be pilloried in the town square. Oh, those quacks. Oh, those naturopaths. They need to be, you know, put in jail. Their profession needs to be, you know, eliminated. But when the medical doctors do it, they get a pass.
All right.
And this is a reflection of, you know, the power and the socialization that we're all hypnotized by. It's amazing to me. So here's what I would like you to do for your son, okay? So on my website, drglidden.com, 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 there's a video about the 12.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your last name.
Yeah, Glidden, like the paint.
Okay, all right, I got it.
All right, Glidden, glidden.com.
Okay.
There's a video on the... on the Great Health Awakening page on my website about the 12 bad foods. There are 12 foods he needs to stop eating immediately, number one. Number two, I want you to go to EifelHealth.com, E-I-F-F-E-L Health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com.
Okay.
And order one healthy foundation pack, 2.5, and one extra bottle of plant-derived minerals. And the people at Eiffel Health will tell you how to give it to them. They'll tell you the dosage. They'll tell you what to mix it with. They'll line it all up for you. And I want you to give him the 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Foundation Pack, for 4 weeks. And then I want you to call me back when I'm on Pastor's show a month from now and tell me what happened. Okay?
All right. Here's the number you call for Eiffel Health is 888-618-1796. That's 888-618-1796. Or are you on the internet, ma'am?
I'm not, but they are.
Okay, well, if he goes to Eiffel, that's EIFFEL health.com.
Right. So I'm sorry, I missed one of the things he should be taking. The first one was one.
Yeah, it's called the Healthy Foundation Pack 2.5.
Foundation Pack.
2.5. Yep, Healthy Foundation Pack plus one bottle of plant-derived minerals.
Plant-derived?
Derived, yep. D like David, okay. E-R-I, V like Victor, E-D. Plant-derived
right, okay.
minerals, right?
Okay.
And the people at Eiffel Health will tell you how to administer it, and then you give it to them, and then you call me back in 4 weeks and tell me what happened, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Best of luck. My heart goes out to you. No kidding.
Okay. Who do we have next?
We got Lori in Oregon.
Lori out in Oregon. Hey, Lori.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling for my brother. He has arthritis so badly, osteo and rheumatoid, and he's in so much pain. And I'm just wondering what you can tell me, what I can do to help him.
Well, before he developed the arthritis, did he have valley fever?
I don't know, but when he was in high school, he had casts on his on both legs from his hips to his ankles for 3 months.
Oh, was that for, what was that for, rickets, juvenile arthritis, osteomalacia, do you know?
The arthritis.
Okay, so sometimes arthritis is generated by a parasitic infection in the body, which happens from, you know, you'll, like, if you get valley fever, you'll inhale a parasite and it goes into your lungs and then it migrates to the joint. Sometimes people can go overseas and they'll pick up a parasite because they eat contaminated food or contaminated water in Mexico or South America or somewhere. So about 25% of the time, rheumatoid arthritis is caused by a parasitic infection. And so you need to do a little health history check to see if he's ever been out of the country, if he ever was in fact diagnosed with a parasite. And that can be kind of in the diagnostic workup, something to check. But notwithstanding that, the biggest cause of arthritis is consistent consumption of food that's inflaming the joints. So he needs to eliminate the 12 bad foods, and you can find that list on the website. And he also needs to start sucking down nutrients that that feed his bones and his joints. I mean, because your bones are rebuilding themselves every day all the time. Old bone out, new bone in. Old bone out, new bone in, 24/7 all the time. That includes the joint. But in order to make that process complete, the body needs the raw materials to make the new bone and the new joint tissue. And if it doesn't have it, you're going to have old bone and old joint tissue there, and that's just not good. You know, that's like driving a car on a bald tire. It's something bad's going to happen. So we eliminate the inflammatory foods by eliminating the 12 bad foods, and that list is free on the website. And then, you know, it's an experiment. And I would do this for 8 weeks. You give him, there's a, at Eiffel Health, there's a, I believe they have a healthy bone and joint pack. So you want to call the Eiffel Health people up and ask them for the healthy bone and joint pack, which gives you the 90 essential nutrients plus extra nutrients for bones and joints. I mean, and this is not rocket science, right? So that's what we do for 60 days. Then we look to see how he responds to that, and we can modify the program if necessary. But that's where I would start. He stops eating food that's inflammatory, and he starts feeding his bones and joints with the right stuff. And that's how I would do it if it were me.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Well, you can thank me after it works. So call us back with a report and let us know what happened, okay?
All right, let's go to Deborah. Where's Deborah calling from?
Chicago.
Back to Chicago with Deborah.
Yes, hi. Thank you for your expertise, both of you. And I was calling, well, basically when I was hearing the show, I had a comment, but I have a main question after the comment. The comment is, I know a couple who had a perfectly good, healthy baby,
And then when this child got a certain vaccine, not any COVID vax, but this is before that time, but it became autistic. And so I tend to attribute women, children a lot to this regular vaccine. And then,
well, that's a known fact. You're 100% correct. That's a known fact. But, you know, there's a lot of things that can, for instance, give somebody liver failure, right? I mean, Tylenol will do it. Too much alcohol will do it. Asbestos will do it. There are a lot of things that can do it. So vaccinosis, right, a negative reaction to a childhood vaccine, is a known cause of autism. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers for autism are so high, exponentially high, that there has to be something else. And I do argue that it's malnutrition of the mother when she's pregnant.
Okay. My second question was, and like this will not pertain to me, it's pertaining to people that I know who've taken this vax for COVID.
Yeah.
Do you happen to have any ideas of what, if somebody comes to their senses and wonders what they have done, what they can do? Is there any,
there's a homeopathic medicine, and I've this is free information on my website, drglidden.com, okay? Mm-hmm. Free information on my website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a homeopathic medicine that is effective in helping to mitigate the symptoms that people experience after they've been jabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's been jabbed and he is asymptomatic, there's nothing to do except give him the 90 essential nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's body needs the 90 essential nutrients. And remember, the fundamental belief here is that the body knows how to fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body's trying to fix itself all of the time.
Okay.
But it needs help. So when you supply the body with all of the nutrients it needs all of the time and you stop eating food that's gumming up the works, everything is going to get stronger. Lungs get stronger. Kidneys get stronger. Everything gets stronger. So that's what we do. That's the basic rule of thumb. The Healthy Foundation Pack, everybody needs to be on it. And by everybody, I mean everybody. And if you are symptomatic from the jab and you've seen the light and you want to do something about it, there's a homeopathic medicine that's called Bothrop's Lanceolatus, which is a mouthful, but I've written all about that on my website, and that's free information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Thanks for the trust.
All right, let's go out to Tom out in Akron.
Yeah, real quick, because I know you don't have a lot of time. What are these 12 food groups, basically? And that's my only question.
I'll read them to you real quick. But in order to get kind of an in-depth explanation, just go to my website because the information's free. And I think if you navigate to the Great Health Awakening page at drglidden.com, you'll see a video that talks you all about it. So here they are. It's wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Oil that's in a bottle, fried food, meat that has nitrates in it, meat that's cooked well done. You want to eat a steak, make sure it's nitrate-free, eat it rare or medium rare. The skins of baked potatoes, yams, and sweet potatoes. A carbonated beverage with a meal, a carbonated beverage with a meal, and corn and soy. Those are the 12 bad foods, and those are also, ironically, parenthetically, tragically, the foods that everybody eats all the time.
What about non-GMO grown corn?
Yeah, so that's the distinction. The non-GMO and organic corn, right, that hasn't been grown with glyphosate is okay. And non-GMO soy that's organic, that hasn't been grown with glyphosate, is okay. That's hard to find, by the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right? We've got a good health store in the area. So, yeah, I just was curious about that because I do use a little occasional non-GMO. It's called Silk, soy milk for cereal and stuff.
Yeah. One of the things you want to get away from, one of the biggest myths that I have to bust frequently, is everybody thinks olive oil is healthy, and it's not. So
really?
if you want to cook food up in a skillet or a fry pan, you use lard,
right? So use beef fat, goose fat, duck fat, bacon fat, but don't use olive oil.
Oh, very good. Okay, thanks so much for your excellent work. God bless you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for the kind words. I appreciate it more than you know.
All right, what about olive oil on your salad?
Negatory, Ghost Rider.
Okay.
There's a lot of reasons for that. Now, if you have an olive bush in your house or your garden, and you pluck an olive off of it, and you take it over to the counter, you squeeze the oil out, you can put that on your salad. You can't cook with it, but you can put it on your salad. But the olive oil that's in the bottle at the grocery store is not olive oil. And by the way, the olive oil industry is bigger than the cocaine industry. And there is a lot of adulteration that happens in the olive oil. But even if it was 100% pure extra virgin, which most of the time it's not, even though it says that on the label, there's air in the top of the bottle. And you don't know how long the bottle's been on the shelf, and the air will oxidize the oil. And when the oil becomes oxidized, it creates a carcinogenic substance called acrylamide, which will kill you slowly. And that, you know, goes up 100-fold when you heat it. So, and that's also our caveat, you know, our prevention, our recommendation against fried food. So I don't even want people to be downwind of fried food, for goodness sake.
Well, let me go to Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, doctor. I was listening to a podcast. It's Invite Health Podcast on Apple Podcasts, where they just do like 15-minute podcasts. And Amanda Williams, who's an MD, was talking about serrapeptase as a super enzyme. And then she mentioned it's somewhat similar to bromelain. It's good for ulcerative colitis, osteoarthritis, no side effects. So that would be my question, serrapeptase. And also, how far back does olive leaf and black seed go back in time in terms of its medicinal uses?
Well, you know, there's a lot of really interesting sociological debate and conversation around, you know, how did indigenous people know which herbs to use and which herbs not to use? How'd they know that? Because, you know, they didn't have libraries. They didn't have... So that's a really interesting conversation, but it, you know, it goes back... I think the Chinese were the first people to have recorded use of olive leaf. I'm not sure about the other one, the black cumin oil. I don't know. But all of these things, you know, like the pastor said, God made herbs and man made drugs, and who do you trust? So these things have always been around. And it's also interesting, just as this little sidebar, that the majority of pharmaceuticals are made from herbs. That's where they start. They find something in the plant kingdom that works, and then they manipulate it. And then they make it into a drug. They patent it because you can't patent a naturally occurring substance. That's interesting, isn't it? So they manipulate the molecule that's in the plant. Now they can sell it. And by the way, the only thing that can legally treat a disease in the United States is a drug. You know that? That is a crime against humanity, but that's what the pharmaceutical industry has manipulated. That's a law. The only thing that can legally treat a disease in the United States is a drug. It's a horrible law. It needs to be eliminated, but it's never going to be because Big Pharma owns everybody. Serrapeptase, it's an enzyme. I'm a big fan of enzymes. I would use the enzyme as the icing on the cake. And in this case, the cake would be the Foundation 90 Essential Nutrients. Because no matter which way you shake it, your body needs the 90 Essential Nutrients. It's like your car needs oil, your car needs power steering fluid, your car needs transmission fluid, your car needs air in the tires, right? All of these things are good. And in this metaphor, the serrapeptase would be kind of like the armor all that you put, you know, on the upholstery and on the dashboard and on the tires. The other stuff is more important. And when you add botanical medicines and enzymes and other things to a body that's neutrophied, you get a much more bang for your therapeutic buck.
I'm going to have to jump in, Peter, because we are out of time. We have Pastor Hal here, and Pastor Hal is going to, I'm going to tell you, all those things that you mentioned, you just almost gave him a heart attack. He's going to have to.
I know. Welcome to my life.
Yeah, Pastor, there you
thanks,
go.
Thanks for having me. I really do appreciate the platform here, and God bless you, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you. God bless, my friend, and hang in, because Hal's going to give us this, going to give us an invitation. Go ahead, Hal.
Okay, well, you know, we're having a lot of troubles in America, especially with the Communist Democrat Party. But the Bible says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. And, you know, when it says break up your fallow ground, he's not talking to the unsaved people. He's talking to his people. He's talking about to Christians and everything. We're living in a day and age where the Christian church is so backslid, it's pitiful. You can't tell the difference between most of them and the unsaved world. And sometimes, though, the unsaved world will criticize Christians as being a hate group. Well, the sad fact is, we don't hate enough. Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. But Christians don't hate evil nowadays. They compromise with it. They act on it just as much as the unsaved do. And that's why we're not seeing God save us from the Faucis and the Bidens and all the ungodly that they're running this country and destroying everybody, because God says, except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. And if we're living in just as much sin as they are and not repenting, then God's not going to come to our rescue. If we want God to come to our rescue, we need to repent. Then the first thing you do is come to Calvary and tell the Lord Jesus Christ, you know you're a sinner, you're sorry you're a sinner, and you want to receive the payment he paid for you on that cross. Because when Jesus died on that cross, he was being allowed to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done. Jesus said, it is finished. But now whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment. God's righteous nature demanded sin be paid for. There is no getting around it. But now that it's been paid for, like I said, whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment. You can't work your way there, and nobody else can save your soul, because the Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. He wasn't in Muhammad or Buddha or the Pope or any of those other people that fall way short and they're totally bankrupt compared to Jesus. Jesus made the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, and rose the dead, and he can save your soul if you come to him in humble repentance over the fact you're a sinner and ask him to come into your heart and save you. He paid the price that had to be paid. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God. He did the work. Now he's offering it to you as a gift. And so when you come to God in prayer, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And if you open up the door of your heart and ask Jesus to come in and save your soul, trust in him and him only for your salvation, he'll do it. And if you'd like to do that, let's pray right now. We can pray together, but it's directly between you and God. Just pray this prayer with me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry about the fact that I am a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I come to Calvary right now where you died for me on that cross to pay the payment for all my ungodly sins. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul from hell.
I hope you say that prayer tonight. Do it tonight. Till tomorrow, good night. God bless. Always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.